Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I got to sit down with Old Dominion, which is always a treat for me because I find them hilarious as human beings. And I'm also just a huge fan of the music that they make. So it was really fun to have the guys in the studio. This was the first time we actually got to have them here, and they were a huge part of kind of how we set up the entire new Katie and Company studio at the Hard Rock Cafe Nashville. So I got to talk to them all about that. We talked about how they have got a new bar that they are working on, some of the ideas that they came up with that. We also talked about their new single with Megan Maroney, Can't Break Up Now. I'm a huge Megan fan, so having her work with Old Dominion, was super pumped about that. We also talked about their pre-show rituals and how they actually will not do a marriage proposal on stage at their concerts, and they tell the story of why, which is hysterical. They've also got some new puppies. They had a mustache shaving station on tour, and we got to talk about whether or not they were going to watch the eclipse last Monday. So please enjoy my conversation with Old Dominion, because I certainly did. For the very first time ever at our new Hard Rock Cafe Nashville studio, we have a full house. I want you guys to know, Old Dominion, that every conversation we had about this room was, it has to fit Old Dominion. Mic positions, like, we can fit you on the couches if we need to, if you decide to come in and perform.
It only needs to fit four fifths of Old Dominion.
Exactly. We had a drum kit for a while, so if it was here, we could make it work if we needed to.
That's funny.
He could play on anything.
He could play.
Nice job, though.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. I'm glad you guys like it.
Yeah.
We obviously have just finished this big construction project, but you guys have your own construction project going right now with the bar.
We do.
How's that going?
Nice slow. Segue. It
was
nice.
Slowly. It's going very slowly.
As construction does.
As it does.
This was supposed to be done in June of 22, and we're here. It's April 24.
Totally.
Yeah. Let's hope it doesn't go that slow. But
yeah, I hope for your sake it doesn't. So as far as like initial conversations about the bar, how did this start? Was everybody all in on it, or was anybody like, I don't know about that?
I think, you know, the first time we heard about it, Trevor heard about it first, the guy that we're in partnership with, we've played some of his clubs throughout the country before. He owns other bars and stuff all over the country. And somehow, I don't remember how you ended up hanging with him.
You know, I was having a lunch at one of his places in Franklin, and he was there, and we had met before. The guy I was having lunch with said, oh, I think you know Ty. You guys played his bar before. And we were talking quickly, and I was like, oh, we should do a bar together sometime. I was just kind of joking around. He goes, yeah, I'd love to do that, actually. And then he got back in touch with me and was like, you know, I'm actually doing a bar in Midtown, and I haven't even started it yet. And if you guys are interested. So we got on a call one day, and it just came together. It was crazy how that happened.
We were a little skeptical at first just because it seemed too good to be true. And then when we talked to him, we were all like, well, yeah, this is great.
We're like, this guy's cool. I believe this guy.
I want to have a bar. So what are some of the things you guys have talked about that you want to be in there that's like maybe specific to you or different from other places, like fun stuff you want to do?
You know, I think we're all, it's still coming together, to be honest with you. You know, we've had a lot, we're still in the kind of throwing ideas around process. I know that a lot of hotel keys get thrown on stage, you know, during the show. So we've been keeping some of those, and you know, we got all kinds of ideas.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different than other artist bars in that we're not trying to overtly make this the Old Dominion bar. You know, that's why we didn't name it Old Dominion's bar. It's Odie's, which is sort of a nod to our name, but you know, ultimately we don't want people to walk in there and feel like they're just going to the Old Dominion show, you know.
Yeah, so, or like if they've never seen Old Dominion, you want them to come in and have a great time and then maybe find Old Dominion.
Totally. There's gonna be some, you know, stuff in there that suggests that it's our bar, but I don't think it's gonna be this big old Dominion in your face type of thing. We want it to be a place that locals feel comfortable going to and songwriters feel like they can come and, you know, showcase their music or have a number one party or something like that. Just really want it to be part of the community rather than like a tourist attraction.
I love that. Yeah, we don't need more tourist attractions right now.
Yeah. Or taco joints.
Tourists are also welcome, but so are locals.
Oh my gosh. One of the things I wanted to ask you guys about is, was there any other name decisions you talked about? Like, I knew that would get a laugh.
Actually, we had pretty much decided it was called Memory Lane, and we told we were at Stagecoach and we were talking to Guy Fieri, and you know, we were, what are you doing? And he said, well, we have a bar. Oh, what's it going to be called? And he said, I think it's going to be called Memory Lane. And he just looked right at us. He goes, that's the dumbest name I've ever heard.
He dropped a few F-bombs in there, too.
You're like, so that's also the name of our album.
And he was like, name it that.
Yeah, he railed us, man, for that. He was really just...
instantly deflated.
You're like, we were
kidding. Kidding, guy.
Yeah.
Literally.
April Fool's got
we
you,
We went right up onto the bus and we're like, is he right?
I think he did save us, though.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God. That is too funny. All right, so let's talk about your single right now, which is about to crack the top 20, which is really exciting. Matt, Trevor, you guys co-wrote on this one. Just tell the story behind Can't Break Up Now.
Yeah, we wrote it with Emily Wiseband and Topher Brown, and Emily Wiseband sang the demo. We didn't write it as a duet, really, but when, you know, it came time to make the demo and we were singing on it, it just sort of made sense. It became obvious that it was, you know, made a great duet. And so Emily's just an amazing artist in her own right and did a great job on the demo. So it was hard. It took us a while to really find the right artist to partner up with because she's such a great singer vocally. And, you know, we wanted to find the right person. But then Megan came along and, you know, she was off to a great start in her career and has such a unique voice with a lot of character. So she just felt like the right fit.
Yeah, and she's like, and everybody at the record label knows this, like, I'm the biggest Megan Maroney fan right now, and you guys know how much I love your music, so when I saw that coming, I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be so great. Yeah. Like, I feel like she's the queen of, like, really sad country right now.
This
the perfect song for it. So you guys play in tons of, like, fairs and festivals all summer long. I want to talk to you about, like, what is, like, the Old Dominion show day ritual? Like, do you guys do stuff together all day? Are you kind of doing individual stuff? Like,
it's
what are the rituals?
Chill. Yeah, it's pretty chill. You know, we usually just hang out in the morning. We travel with motorcycles and golf clubs. So
motorcycles.
Yeah.
So
who's Jeff, on what?
Jeff and I go ride our motorcycles if it's nice out, and these two go play golf usually.
I have this vision of, like, you guys on motorcycles hitting golf balls. Yeah.
We actually, someone who made that design.
Tommy, I think, our old tour manager
made, like, it went on the back of some of our jackets, like, for the crew. It was it's like a motorcycle with a skull guy with golf clubs on his back.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great. What about, like, right before the show, do you guys have anything that you always do? Are there, like, tequila shots? Is there?
There is, yeah. A tequila shot has always been the tradition. We started doing it when it was just six of us, and now it's become, you know, a pre-show ritual. We get our whole team there and do a little toast before every show.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like 100, 200 people there.
Yeah, all the guests.
A lot of tequila.
We just actually learned our tequila budget this week.
Yeah, that was
like $70,000 a year
worth of free tequila.
Stop it right now.
Yeah.
And free tequila, so you're not paying
$70,000. We're not paying.
Okay.
Well, we've partnered with a tequila company called Cantera Negra. So that was, turns out, was a very smart partnership.
Yeah. I don't know if they realized how much tequila we were going to go
through. They were
through.
Like, we want to take that back. That's so funny. Charles Kelly was up here with Lady A not that long ago, and they were joking about how, like, when they realized how much they were paying for the veggie trays in the green rooms that nobody ate, they're like, stop not buying that.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Just one of those things. I also saw like out of the shows recently, I feel like every time I get online, you're doing like another gender reveal or something for someone. This is like becoming a
thing. We've done a few, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's entertaining.
Yeah, it's really fun.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm always like, a gender reveal, but then I'm like, well, I'm going to watch to the end.
I mean, the thing is, like, proposals, no thank you. Those go terribly sometimes. So we learned the hard way on that.
Tell this story, please.
We were doing like a VIP show, and it was a big one. There was probably 300 people there.
Also, though, like, we had always kind of said, we're not going to do this.
We were always like, don't do this.
We're not
going to
do this.
We don't want to be those guys.
Yeah. This guy, like, I don't know, he caught me on a day. He just kind of was hammering me about it, and I was like, okay, man, you know what? We'll do it.
You're going to regret this, man. But we're going to do it.
I don't think he knew he was going to regret it, because I was like, here's how it's going to work. We're going to play this song. And at that point in time, we were sort of taking requests for songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to throw it to you, and then it's going to be your moment. And so he did, and the girl was completely shocked and was like, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
And like, we couldn't, it was really busy. We couldn't fully hear what was going on. I think Trevor was like, did she say yes? And the crowd was like, no.
Shut up, Trevor.
Yeah.
What
and they left.
Say?
And they were never seen again.
We like, did not. We were like, okay. Yeah. I think we played Break Up with him.
I was going to say, no such thing as a broken heart.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. So we were like, okay, that was awkward. We're never doing that again.
I should have married you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That song didn't exist.
Yeah, really. Yeah. We had a lot of songs we could have went to right there.
If anybody had the catalog for that moment.
For real. So gender reveals are safe and fun for everyone.
We're sticking with that. I also was doing like a social media creep on everything you guys been doing. I noticed there's been some new puppies, right?
Yes.
Multiple puppy additions.
Well,
to the
I have a puppy, but Jeff just keeps playing
no,
with them.
No, yeah, I don't have one. I just, every time there's an adoption event, I go hang out.
They're like, this guy's back again.
Yeah.
He can't commit.
Here
he comes.
Kind of a puppy creeper.
I am. It's true, and I'm okay.
He's got a puppy kick.
I resonate with that. Like, I was walking through 12 South a couple months ago, and they had puppies out, and I was like, I'm going to need to, I got to cross the street. I got to touch those puppies.
That's how I got my first dog, actually, is I was a fan full of free puppies, and we were playing with one.
There was also candy and a lot of kids.
And we played with one across the street, and then I went to take it back, and the woman was gone, and I just was like holding the dog, and I was like, I guess it's my dog now.
Wait, so you didn't have to like fill out paperwork or anything?
No,
you
just like take them.
Do you know that they got back and they were like, we're missing a dog?
Right. She probably was like, we're missing a dog.
She went home and told her kids, like, I don't know what happened to the dog. It ran away.
Oh my God.
It's a good dog, though.
Good dog.
He treated it well.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Amazing
how are,
doc.
How are you doing with your puppy?
He's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like on the fence about getting one. So am I going to hate my life if I get a puppy?
No, I mean, I will say he's been the easiest puppy I've ever had. He's just so cool. He's super easy, chill.
Really, see, you're really the fun person I need to talk to because all my friends are like, you're going to be up all night.
Well, you will be up at night.
I was up a couple nights and only really probably like a week.
What?
And until he figured it out, he's like, okay, this is what I do.
He's also had like 80 dogs.
I do have a lot of dogs.
So like the dog
I've never not had a dog in my life. I don't ever like remember not having a dog. So, yeah.
You're used to it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have dogs, Trevor? You're
I have two dogs. Yeah. They're easy.
All right. How many of the dogs come on the road? Do you take them with
you? None. I'm looking for a moment to take this one on the road. Some, like
yeah,
maybe here
Jeff
and there.
Needs a puppy on the
I
road.
Used to be super That's anti true. Bus dog, and I've come around.
Why were you anti?
Oh, because like,
I mean, it's
it's a tight space. It's a little messy.
But things have changed with us a little bit now. Yeah. It's a little bit. Quiet. We have a little more space and. It's a little bit easier, so maybe there'll be a time where everybody agrees I can bring Eddie out for 2 days or something.
You know, the shoes are more expensive. You don't want him getting chewed. Yeah.
Every once in a while.
That's what I was talking about. This guy has not chewed up one thing.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. You really did get the ideal puppy.
I know. I mean, sometimes it happens.
I'm going to see you in 6 months. I'm going to be like, damn it, I listened to you and the dog ate all my shoes. Regret everything.
Italy is.
Yeah, I mean, he also has a dog that eats like
I do have a dog that has had two emergency surgeries because he eats everything. So.
What's the worst thing he's eaten?
Oh my God. I mean, the backyard used to be just littered with children's socks and underwear because he would pass them.
Where is he finding children's socks and underwear, Matt?
Well, I have kids.
What's another one of Jeff's socks?
There's this one room in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how he keeps
surprise, kidding
there.
Surprise.
I don't know if I knew that you had kids.
Two daughters. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, then that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Moving on from that. I also saw that you guys had a really fun your mustache station.
Yeah,
recently. Tell me about this and whose idea that was.
We were in Europe and we had like 2 weeks out there. Do something fun. I shaved down a mustache. And then it kind of spirit.
Yeah, then I did.
European Jeff came out.
Yeah.
Then I did. And we were like, we should do it the whole band. And then the whole crew
hopped on. Yeah.
Then we set up my trimmer in the bathroom, in the dressing room, and just invited everyone that would like one. And then it became a full on peer pressure thing. We're like, what's wrong with you?
There were two guys left. And I remember.
If you don't do it, you're fired.
Yeah.
There was that kind of vibe. Like he walked in and it looked like an intervention. He walked into the center of the room and we're all in a circle. And
like 20 mustaches staring him down.
Yeah, he just slumped over. Like, oh God, what do I have to do?
He's like, I don't want to do this.
My.
He had his beard for 24 years. He'd never shaved it.
Oh my God.
And he shaved his mustache.
His girlfriend loved it.
Yeah. I think he's thanking us now.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you grew the beard back.
Yeah, really.
I also want to know, did you guys get a call from the venue like the sink is clogged? Because it's a lot of mustache hair. Oh my gosh. Well, one of the last things I want to ask you about, because I have you guys on next week during the eclipse. Are you guys going to watch? Do you have any plans to see this?
I forgot about the eclipse, so I guess I don't have any plans.
I'm always so interested in it, but I guess not enough to care to like remember when it's happening. Right.
Which day is it?
It's Monday.
But it's
I don't know
like,
that we have a good view of it. Where are you guys at on
like
Monday?
4 minutes or something.
That's
like super long.
Yeah, that's
long?
That's a long eclipse.
For the sun to be blacked out
the way
in the
that,
middle
the way
of the day.
The way that he said it, I thought he was like, I can't devote that much time. that was what was happening in my life.
Yeah.
Who's got 4 minutes?
It's going to be like 4 minutes.
Yeah. Losers.
Yeah. I remember, the last one, I like snuck outside to see it because I was on the radio. So like ran downstairs in New York to watch it. And I was like, this is...
We were on an airplane. It's the last one.
Oh, yeah. It might be this time, yeah, too.
How was that? Did you see anything? Was that, like, special? Or
no, you couldn't really tell. It just got a little dim, but I remember looking out the window. You couldn't really tell where we were, but...
It's one of those things you feel like when you're a kid, they, like, tell you about it in school, and you're like, that's insane, and now as an adult, I'm like, I don't have time to... I don't have 4 minutes, like Jeff said.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, it's one of those things that's like too insane. It like it kind of like goes over your head, or like you should really be appreciated, but you're just like
right, not, this major celestial event. we're too busy. All right, awesome guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in and seeing the new space. I'm so glad we got to test out all of our new Old Dominion equipment. We've got seats for everyone.
Let's hope it recorded. Let's hope it worked.
Don't say that.
I gotta say also, just in case you're wondering, the air conditioning definitely works. It was working, and now it got warmer, which is nice. So I don't know if I turn the heat on or what.
Well, what's hard is it's such a small room. So it's either freezing cold because the vent comes straight onto me or it's, you know, sweltering. So
it's nice like this, whatever's happening right now.
Oh, I'm glad that you're pleased. We said it just for Brad. Old Dominion, thank you guys so much for coming to see us.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.